This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The reality of the situation is they're too talented to be 2-5 with all the stars they have on their team. So it's really an onus on those guys, the guys who are paid the most, to step up and lead them out of this deep hole. And a lot of the guys say they think they can do it. So I'm eager to see what level of fight, what level of grit they have, because that's been the question mark of this team. It hasn't been their talent. It's been their physicality and their grit.
Reporter Cameron Wolf on the Dolphins yesterday on One Bills Live, WGR. Their schedule is not pretty. They need, if you think a team needs 10 wins to make the playoffs, which this year it might not, 9 might make it for somebody, but if you think it's 10, that means the Dolphins have to go 8-2 the rest of the season. At Buffalo, at the Rams, Raiders, Patriots, at Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Jets, at Houston, San Francisco, at Cleveland, and then at the Jets. It's road games. It's if the Rams looked good last week, I don't know, but still Bills, Packers, Niners, Texans, 8-2. They better win here.
Yep. They really better. And, you know, if they can come in here, everything we talked about in the first segment, you know, how they might feel or view, you know, this opponent, you know, the Bills, playing the Bills, beating the Bills, I'll bet there'd be a lot of talk about, okay, you know, they did something they have a real tough time doing, and now it's springboard time. You know, like we got right, we did a thing that we have a tough time doing, and sure, we're still, you know, long way to go, but I think emotionally it could be really big for them. And conversely, you know, that's why the want to part of this, I think, is something to consider this week. They drop it, it's like, we, you know, what does it even matter? We can't beat that team anyway, would be an easy place to get to. I don't know that, you know, a lot of guys would, but man, I'd suspect that some would at least be thinking, like, what are we even doing here? You know, like, we can't beat that team, and now we're 2-6, and they're 8-2, or 7-2, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, you don't want to talk too much about the race being over, because obviously it isn't, but Miami would have to go 8-2 to get to 10 wins. The Jets would have to go 8-1 to get to 10 wins. That seems preposterous. And so if they don't, if second place, and New England, I don't know, I don't even want to look at their schedule. If second place is 9 wins, the Bills are, what is it, 4-5. In their last 9 games away from winning the AFC East. That isn't going to be the one seed, obviously.
Right.
But that's all it takes. They do have a game left with the Jets. They do have a game left with Miami, both at home. Miami, of course, this weekend. And then 2 left with the Patriots at the very end, weeks 16 and 18 of the season. It really, I mean, again, it's not, I have the luxury of not playing for the team. It's not prohibited if I want to look ahead,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it's really the Chiefs are the team I think I care about the most right now. Not even the Texans, because the Texans have the edge on the Bills too with the head-to-head and the same record. It's really just we've talked about this the other day. Two seed, three seed, four seed. You know, the Bills have been in that group every year here these last 4 years. And you're far from dead, obviously, if you're in that group. You don't have to get the one to win. The one is better, and that comes down to the Chiefs, probably. The Ravens have three losses and have lost to Kansas City. And Houston, I just don't think, is good enough. What does it tell you that the Jets are favored against Houston? I mean, that's weird.
It really is odd, yes.
Evan Abrams had a stat on that you'll like. Because I think the Jets are the right side, but of course I do. When do I not? Six times since 1990, only six times since 1990, has there been this much of a gap in the standings between teams where the team with the worst record was favored.
Mm-hmm.
And those teams are 6-0, by the way, in those games. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's minus 20-point differential versus plus 9. I didn't realize how much the Jets kicker was costing them games. The Bills game and a couple others.
Yeah. He missed something. He hit the upright, I think, in New England in that loss. Like he missed I saw Francesa screaming about it. It must have happened. I'm torn there. You know, like I think in the big picture, both results could be appealing to me. You know, like the
tonight.
Give me another shovel full of dirt to throw on the Jets. You know, 2-7. Oh my God! Like, just forget it. It's over. But you know, Houston does have the same record as you, and they do have a head on you. So I might not mind if the Jets beat them, because I just don't think they're going to get completely off the mat. You know, I've said here for a few weeks now, since Rodgers had the week where he looked really good, I think against New England on a Thursday night, like, okay, he can have the day here and there. It's just not going to happen with regularity. So, you know, if he wants to have a night tonight and ding the Texans, that'll work for me, provided he goes back to sleep afterward, which I would expect. So I don't think I'd mind a Jet win tonight. I would think, and I'm guessing when we pick this game later, you're going to pick the Jets. So I'm likely going to finally separate from you on Thursday and take Houston. But I wouldn't hate either result, I guess, you know. But I also think, you know, in the big picture, Kansas City should be, you know, for all the one game at a time stuff, if the Bills need something to keep them really invested in this week and even next week against Indianapolis, the Chiefs coming here in a couple of weeks should be all you really need, because they have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
No, they know who's gotten hurt and who hasn't, and having to play to the wire, how much it's taken out of them physically and emotionally. So I'd still be rooting if I'm on the team. I'm going to try to take care of my business. I know I've got the Chiefs coming in here, and I still think that they are vulnerable, even though they have a perfect record. All I need is for them to drop one between here and there, and I've got two looks at that, and that's why I want to keep winning. I know I'm way ahead of Miami, but what I need to do is go into that Chief game, back of them by one, beat them head to head, and now I'm the one. It's that easy. I mean, I need help from Tampa. Who does Kansas City play after that? It's
Denver.
Even easier, probably.
They go home to Tampa this Monday night, home to Denver, at Buffalo, home Carolina. I'm not sure the Carolina game's away or home, but that's their game after the Bills. Yeah. Dennis is next. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. It's just funny you bring up this Tua conversation. I find this to be a really interesting week. You know, I'm confident in the Bills' ability to beat them just because of the past and what's been going on. But I feel like with Tua in particular, I mean, here's a guy that this is the one team that always shuts him down. So there's that hurdle to get over. And then there is such a mental part to the game that it just can't be denied. This is the team that's also knocked him out for long stretches of time. Ended his season 1 year, really. And when he can't get anything going just on the play side, then there's got to be that thought in the back of his head, like, that they're coming after me constantly. It is a difficult sport, you know. Obviously, it's a very physical sport. But mentally, there is, in every athlete, I just feel like there's definitely a part that you wonder where their breaking point is. And I don't know if he might be there with the Bills. It's just an interesting thing that to be looking at this particular week as he's come back. And now, like, he only had one game as a buffer to play the team again that knocks him out every time they seem to play him. I just wonder if he's just going to kind of shrivel up. I don't really know. I mean, he's a pro athlete. He probably won't. But there's a breaking point for everybody.
We'll see what we get. He is 1-7 in 8 starts against the Bills. And as Dennis implies, like, he hasn't finished a few of those games. Even the one year the Bills went there and early in the season and won, I think, 35-0. And Epinesa knocked him out really early. He left that game. And I think Brissett played the rest of that game.
I think that's right. Yeah. For some reason, I tend to forget about that one. When he said that twice, like, did that end his season? Because the year where Milano hit him and, you know, it was a back injury, not a head injury, he didn't leave that game. Like, that was at the end of the half. He may have left right then, but he came back in the second half.
And that's his only win in the series.
Right, in the Heat. And then the next week, he got hurt and then was out for the rest of the year. That was the scene in Cincinnati with the fencing pose and the whole thing. But yeah, that's right. Epinesa did get him that other time. And then, of course, what happened in September.
He is 1-7 against the Bills. 7 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions. He is 11-0 combined against the Patriots and Jets. I mean, I don't know what the comparison is. Just the stuff Dennis is talking about and we're talking about, like, what the Bills would represent to him. He might be the type of guy that there's just no difference. I'm just going to go out and play.
Right.
I don't think players are likely to be as obsessed with the rivalry stuff as the fans are. But it might also be that he knows all this and is sort of distracted by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to beat them if I'm going to be anything. You know, it's just, that's the state of the Dolphins, McDaniel and Tua, like, the whole thing. And he is 11-0 against the other teams in the AFC East. So I was thinking about it while Dennis was talking. Like, what is a comparison to that where the team is good? You mentioned the Dolphins in the 90s. It's Dan Marino. Like, they were in the playoffs. They were better, I think, on balance than these Dolphins. Maybe not always, but just, it was a tougher rivalry,
yes,
head-to-head than this has been. This has been a one-sided rivalry. And I thought of maybe like a college coach. Remember, are you old enough to remember when college coaches stayed in jobs?
Oh, sure. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so Ohio State-Michigan has been a rivalry where one team has dominated for long stretches going back to like the 80s. You know, like when I was an Ohio State fan in the 90s, I could never beat Michigan. And then it flipped the other way with Tressel. And just like Lloyd Carr or John Cooper was the Ohio State coach for many of those Ohio State losses. Like, he's John Cooper. He's a guy that, like, they win all the time. Dolphins don't win all the time, but you know.
They're a contender. They're good. But they got this one problem.
They've got this one, the team up north.
Right.
Go figure. Right. It's John Cooper and Tua both have a problem called the team up north. I wonder if Tua would say Buffalo Bills. Cooper, well, Woody Hayes would not say Michigan.
Right.
Just the team up north, which there should be more of that.
Sure, that was entirely believable. I mean, you got a coach who's, you know, famous for slugging players on the sidelines. He, well, you know, you're going to believe that he really doesn't like the opponent.
Famous for slugging players. Don't ever do that once, coaches.
That's right.
Don't ever do it once, because then listen how you could be branded. He did do that. Was his last game, right?
Yeah.
That was he was over.
Yeah.
After that,
it was the end of that.
The Gator Bowl, I want to say.
I can't remember that. I know it was a bowl game.
Clemson.
I know that too.
I think I watched it for my grandmother's house.
I don't remember.
You don't remember if I watched it?
Right.
Should I put the headband back on? Just keep us going. Joe Ostrowski coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!